3 is brought to you by title sponsor True Community Credit Union. Other supporting sponsors include Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, County National Bank, the Sykes Group. Now, let's send it out to the press box for the call of tonight's game with award-winning broadcast team Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
With a 5.3 football frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, and we are back for week two. We're K105.3 football frenzy, where you can enter online K105.com/football frenzy. Get your chance to enter to win $1,053 courtesy of title sponsor for football frenzy, True Community Credit Union. Mark, it's a beautiful night for some Thursday night lights.
Well, I tell you what, Joe, it's a great night for football, and we're here in beautiful Brooklyn, Columbia Central High School, for one of the best rivalries in all of football in Jackson County. And now, not only that is it a great rivalry, now it's an actual conference rivalry, with Columbia Central kind of being where they need to be, where they really should have been for a long, long time.
Yep.
They're finally here in the Cascades Conference.
Yep.
And this is going to be a great game tonight.
I am so excited. We see 1-0 versus 1-0. Now, last week, Napoleon able to squeak by Onstad 29-28.
Yeah.
That was at home. Then Columbia Central would go down to Adrian Madison, take care of business 40-32. You had a couple great conversations this week
mm-hmm.
with the two coaches. What were you hearing?
Well, when we had a conversation with Coach Shell from Napoleon, I asked him about the air attack, because we heard a lot of Van Poppel, a little bit of wires, a lot of Van Poppel last week. And I asked him, because the year before, it was a lot of Bart Larratt's.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of Bart Larratt's.
Oh, yeah.
And asked him, are we in more of an air attack mode this year, or did the game itself against Onstead just kind of lend itself to that? And he said, you know, we want to be a balanced attack. You got to be able to run the football at the high school level and have success there. But I tell you, with Van Poppel and the athletic skill that he has, being the state champion last year on the 100-meter hurdles, they've got a stud out on the field. They've got a proven and tested quarterback, too. So this is going to be it's a little bit different. A little bit different of a Napoleon squad that we're going to see here tonight, that we're going to see this season, than what we had last year. When I had a conversation with Coach Zaborowski from Columbia Central, he had so many great things to say about his offensive line. They're strong up front. They are a strong offensive line. And that's really the thing that, you know, when you're a kid and you're playing football in the yard, you're pretending to be the running back or the quarterback or the receiver. There's not one kid on the planet who's at the age of 8 says, I want to be a lineman.
I want to be
right?
a kicker.
Yeah. No, you don't. No, you don't.
We learn the hard way.
So he had a lot of great things to say about his offensive line. And Coach Shell even reiterated that. The first thing I asked him, what do you have to watch out for tonight? He said, man, they're strong up front. They got a strong O-line. So we're looking forward to it's going to be a test of wills here tonight.
We're going to see 1-0 taking on 1-0. There's going to be one team leaving tonight 1-1, and one team leaving tonight 2-0. But you got to throw out the records. You throw out everything for any rivalry, really, but especially this one, because they always put their best foots forward, and it's been relatively close. You can't tell records-wise, but last year it was really kind of a slugfest until the last few minutes for Napoleon and Columbia Central when we were out at Napoleon last season. But, Mark, what are you expecting tonight?
Well, yeah, like I said, I'm expecting a test of wills. I'm expecting a good ground game from Columbia Central, and I'm expecting Napoleon to come out and trying to have that balanced attack, but I feel like we're going to see a lot of balls in the air tonight.
I agree. We're going to take 3 minutes. I was given a donut, so I'm going to chomp on that during our commercial break. We're going to come back, get you a little bit more set up with high school football, K105.3.
How many of those are you going to be able to put down in 5 minutes? Are we? You are the mighty Joe Cassidy.
The mighty Joe Cassidy.
Yeah, no?
Yeah, it's the Joe Show.
No.
We'll take 3 minutes, come right back for K105.3 Football Frenzy, live from the lakes of Lake Columbia.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up where they belong.
Hello, I'm Jessica Webb, the Business Development Manager with Blue Ox Credit Union. We are committed to providing quality financial services that will improve and make an impact on the lives of our members and the communities we serve. We are always accepting new members. Membership is open to anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. Become a member online at blueoxcu.org or stop at any branch location to get started. Choose Blue and experience the credit union difference today.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Wilby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional builder, trust Wilby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions for your projects. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
We can't predict everything in life. Perhaps no one understands that more than Michigan farmers. Weather, poor crops, the economy, all are variables that farmers learn to navigate every season. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, represents Michigan's largest farm insurer. They're here to help protect your farm and rural lifestyle. Call the Jenkins Insurance Group today. They're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, at 879-5171.
County National Bank is your community bank, providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions, we're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minute Maid Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Maid Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMaidSewer.com. Minute Maid Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Call the experts at Wolverine Seal Coating today. Asphalt repavement can be very expensive, but can be avoided with simple yearly maintenance to keep your parking lot or driveway looking good and make it last for years to come. Wolverine Seal Coating uses quality materials to make your repairs last. Their commitment to high quality and professional excellence makes them the leader in the industry. Wolverine Seal Coating handles all commercial and residential repairs. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your estimate, 962-4261, or online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
K105.3, Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly back on the shores of Lake Columbia. We are due to get kicked off here in just a few moments. It appears as if Napoleon deferred. Looks like they won, they deferred. They probably accepted it. So they're getting ball first, Mark.
Looks that way. They're lined up to receive on our left-hand side. They're going left to right on your radio dial as we're getting set to go.
And kick is underway, and this little punch kick going to find itself at the 45-yard line. And a nice little return going to be taken out to about the 49. That was actually from the 35-yard line, so about 15-yard pickup there. Nice little field position to start out for the Pirates.
Oh, that's exciting, isn't it? Cascade football underway. The rugged Cascades here in Jackson County.
Back-to-back football frenzy weeks of almost packed out stands at kickoff, and stands are just going to keep filling up. Napoleon, of course, travels nicely, just being a few minutes down the road. Lining up in the eye, Grant Bradley under center, going to send a man in motion. Out of the eye formation, going to hand off, and stopped immediately by a big blue wall was number two, Brenton Owen.
Number 77, Tajon Majors, right there, getting his big mitts wrapped around him, stopping him right there at the line of scrimmage. Coach Zaborowski said, these guys are big and strong up front. I think we got that on display first play of the game.
The offensive line for Napoleon, greatly undersized compared to this defensive line for the Golden Eagles, so we'll see how much of a factor that's going to play. Bradley is going to swing it out, and he already has the first down. This is Van Poppel going to be tripped up down at the Columbia Central 35-yard line. Pick up a 15.
Yeah, it looked like that was Nick Richardson, who was right there on the stop along with a few other blue jerseys. But not until the damage was done. And Van Poppel, man, he's got soft hands. He's able to move, just has a nice flow when he's on offense, doesn't he?
This is going to be an absolute treat of a ball game tonight.
Good balanced attack. We're seeing that in the first two plays already.
Already going back to that I formation. Van Poppel going to be in motion, but doesn't switch sides this time. Going to be a pitch play and catching the out, but tripped up down at the 37-yard line. Number 12, Sam Jennings, the senior.
Yeah, number 12 also for Columbia Central, Christian Milliken, just busting through the line. You saw that speed. He was able to get him by the knees and bring him down and forcing that loss.
We were just brought up some food from the concession stand trying to figure out who it belongs to, but it smells delicious. Going to be out of the gun. Man to his left, man to his right. Empty set to the left. Two split to the right. Bradley going to find Van Poppel at the 30-yard line, going to lower his shoulder and get past the 24 or 25-yard line down to about the 23, another first down.
Van Poppel able to find that soft spot just underneath the Golden Eagles secondary, wide open with that, and was able to get another 5 yards after the catch.
This could be down at the 24-yard line with 10 minutes to go and counting here in the first frame. Crosstown rivalry, the Golden Eagles of Columbia Central hosting the Napoleon Pirates, and the Pirates are going to come out of their huddle. Van Poppel split all the way to the left, opposite Cooper Wires all the way to the right. Going to be a handoff up the gut, and that is some space, still trucking along and taken down at about the 5-yard line. Number 12, Sam Jennings. What a run, and another first down for the Pirates.
Able to find a soft spot in that big line right up the gut. And once he got past those big guys, I mean, there was probably like 3 or 4 arms on him, but they weren't able to bring him down. He just busted his way through for a good pickup.
So they're going to mark him just shy of the 5-yard line, and I'd say about the 5.5-yard line. Bradley going to line up under center again, out of the I formation. Another handoff to Jennings, and Jennings going to spin forward and get to the 4-yard line now.
Number 77, first one through to get hands on him to slow him down so the rest of the line could get there. That was Tajon Majors. I think we'll be saying his name a lot tonight.
Feels like that. Feels very much like that.
He's a big, strong guy, man, and he's quick. I'm surprised at how quick he is.
You know, that just the way he's standing right now reminds you of that huddle from the 2015 Cotton Bowl game, Michigan State-Baylor. Sean Oakman just towering over everyone. That's the visual that Tajon Majors has right now on this defensive front for the Golden Eagles. Out of the gun. And he's going to option to run to his left and keep it. Going to find a lane inside. Bounces off a couple tackles into the end zone. Touchdown, Pirates.
Number 7 was there giving chase, but just couldn't rein that in to make the stop. That was Brendan Bernstein. But not until they got the 6 points on the board for the Pirates.
Nice little four-yard QB option to the left-hand side for Grant Bradley. I know I've been saying this the last 3 years straight, but it still remains true to this day. He has been a University of Michigan baseball commit since his freshman season. And he's eager.
Yeah. Well, we saw that he's able to sling it, and he's able to call his own number, too, and get it in.
He's got a mean fastball, too, in baseball season. He's got a mean fastball. Lining up for the kick. Snap down, kick away, up, and good. Quick 7-0. We're going to take 60 seconds. Come back. Columbia Central looks to strike on their first drive on offense. But first, a minute-long break on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, this is Dr. B from Summit Orthodontics. You know, there's been several times I've seen people in the office, they're ready to get started with treatment, and they'll say to me, oh, I wish I would have known open enrollment was a few months ago and we could have had orthodontic insurance. Now would be the time for me to take a look and get a plan together. This is the time to add orthodontic insurance to your plan. If we don't think they're going to need orthodontic treatment next year, you can make sure you're not paying for insurance that you don't need. Plan ahead with me, Dr. B, at Summit Orthodontics. Call 782-9331 or check us out at summitorthobraces.com.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 biggie bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. Choose Wendy's 2 for $3 breakfast biggie bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly. And it just took 3.5 minutes, about 3 minutes 31 seconds exactly, for Napoleon to find themselves striking Pater in the end zone first off of a 4-yard QB keeper from Grant Bradley.
And exactly what Coach Shell wanted to do. Good mix of run, good mix of air attack. He said he wanted to put that type of a game plan together. We saw that first drive.
And Poonch kick going to land about the 32-yard line. Fielded by the Golden Eagles. Cutting it back inside. Going to find its way to about the 47-yard line. Great field position to start out for Columbia Central.
And it looked like that was number 6, Cooper Wires. Catching him from behind to bring him down. But they've got great field position right here at midfield to start this drive.
That's what you got to ask for, man. You got to hope for, wish for this beautiful weather that we have, and then great field position to start out these drives. And both teams have been rewarded with great starting positions on their first opening drives. See if they can strike Pater. Got two split to his left, one to his right, out of the gun. Going to be a direct handoff and getting maybe 2 yards back. Appears to be...
Yeah, he's trying to use that big line up front to create holes and momentum. But, I mean, if you could do this all night long, you'll control the clock. You're getting positive yards. If you can get 3-4 yards a pop, you should be in good shape. But, like I said, he's using that strong offensive line to try to impose their will early on in this game.
Back to the line. Ball spotted at exactly midfield. Out of the gun once again. 3-split to his left. And looking to his left, looking to his right, going to take off. And then brought down right back at the 50-yard line is QB1 Ben O'Neill, the senior.
Number 11 coming in from the backfield, Aiden Booth, to get the sack and negative yards on the play.
Oh, loses 1.5-ish. Third and 9 now with under 7.5 to go here in the first quarter. Napoleon on top. Took 3.5 minutes for Grant Bradley to find pay dirt. 4-yard little dine and dash to the left-hand side.
Well, he had great protection on that last play up until he came out of nowhere for that sack.
Out of the gun. 3-split to his left. 1 to his right. Rolling out of the boot. Looking long. O'Neill going to think about it. And then he thought a little too long. Brought down to the 41-yard line. Another big sack. Fourth down coming up.
Sorry, Zach Bam coming in to get that sack. But, yeah, he held that ball way too long. That's what you call a coverage sack. Could not find an open receiver, and now they're fourth and forever.
Going to be spotted at the 42-yard line. Bringing up a fourth and 14. We'll see what they choose to do. They are in punt formation, back to receive. Two Pirates, Holden Van Poppel and Cooper Wires. And this one going to Wires. He's going to let it bounce, though. And this is going to take a generous bounce for the Eagles, landing at the 20-yard line. Nice little punt there.
So far, pretty clean game, too. We've had two series from both sides. Haven't had any laundry on the field yet. So, yeah, letting them play, and it's been good play so far.
That was about a 50-yard punt with the roll.
But what, 20 yards on the ground?
Yeah. By the way, the pulled pork mac and cheese that was brought up was for me. I forgot I ordered that an hour and a half ago.
That's the Joe Show special right there.
The Joe Show special, yeah. Baby. Out of the gun is Bradley. Sends a man in motion. That's Van Poppel. Van Poppel going to take the handoff, and he's going to be brought down.
Yeah, it's Wires.
That's Wires. Switch places on me. It is Wires. Going to get up to the 22-yard line.
Yeah, I didn't see who it was that was able to bring him down, but Wires, yeah, able to get positive yards on that. And you'll see they'll use him quite a bit in both the run game and the air game for the Pirates.
Still in the huddle, getting a little bit of a breather. Bradley coming back from the sidelines after Coach Shell gives him direction for the 2nd and 7 coming up from the 23-yard line. Out of the gun, 2-split to his right. Rolls to his right now, looking downfield. He's thinking about it. He's thinking he's going to go ahead and step out of bounds back at the 20-yard line. Going to lose those three that he just picked up.
Mason Chibikowski, first one there to wrap him up and force him out of bounds. And that was a... We talked about coverage sack on that last series. That's what we had this time around going the other way. And Napoleon getting negative yards.
From the 20-yard line now, 3rd and 10. After losing, they picked up 3 on that first down. Lost those 3 after Bradley could not find an open target downfield.
That's just shiny nickel. They bring number 4 in on this play.
I can't afford a shiny nickel. I have maybe a nickel that's been through 3 wash cycles. It's the best I can do. Going to be a timeout on the field, looks like. So we're going to step aside 30 seconds, come back. Napoleon has a decision to make, 3rd and 10 from their own 20 on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Buy 4 tires and get up to $250 in savings after rebate during our big Labor Day sale, August 24th through September 2nd. Plus, get up to $854 in free lifetime tire maintenance, so you won't need new tires 1 mile too soon. Buy 4 tires and get up to $250 in savings, August 24th through September 2nd. All tires, all brands, any budget. If you want up to $250 off a set of 4 tires, then come get the lowest tire price, period, at Bell Tire. Buy online, save time. See BellTire.com for details and restrictions.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly. A decision has been made. We'll see if there's some success to it. 3rd and 10 from their own 20. Mark, what do you think it's going to be?
I think they're gonna look for Van Poppel on this. Got him out on the far side.
Out of the gun, rolling to his left. You can tell he's looking for Van Poppel. He's going to give it short, but almost picked off there via number 8, Mason Chubakowski.
Yep. Bradley was running for his life, man. He was being chased down, and it looked like it was, yeah, Chubakowski had his mitts on it. I tell you, if he brings that in, he has one person to beat, and that's easily a pick 6.
They are going to set up to punt. From their own 8-yard line is where the punter has his planter foot. Back to receive for Columbia Central.
High snap.
That's dangerous, but able to get the punt away and field it, but it's muffed. Luckily picked right back up by the Eagles. Brendan Bernstein not able to corral it because he was surrounded by white jerseys.
Oh, yeah. That's just one of the ones you just got to run away from. You just got to run away from it, let it land, let the other team down it for you. That could have been disastrous. They got really lucky on that one.
Somebody dropped their yellow sock on the field. We'll wait that.
I was waved off.
Waved off?
Oh, nope. They called something against Napoleon.
Maybe.
Looked like it was illegal procedure.
Possibly. I would have thought it had been more of a kick-catch interference.
That's a 15-yarder.
It's a big one. That's going to put them at about the 26-yard line, so they'll take those free 15, making it just that much more doable to tie things up here. Against crosstown route with Napoleon. Going to be handoff up the middle. Still on his feet. Barreling forward. Number 33, Braden Ellison.
That was Van Poppel in there on the stop. He was able to get to the secondary. Runs right past that that smaller defensive line until he ran into Van Poppel.
Out of the huddle now. Man already in motion. That's Jackson Pierce, the senior, moving his way to the right. Handoff O'Neal, going to see some flags on the ground right now.
That was number five, Carson Berry, getting through on the stop.
4.5 to go, still 7-0 Napoleon, but Columbia Central ever so close to a phone call, dialing up the end zone, see if they can call the house.
That was called against Columbia Central.
Going to push him back five. 5-yard penalty. Probably a legal formation of some sort. That's not.
It was what?
Give him that. Give him a little shifty hand. We have an official hand signal sheet up here somewhere. We'll get to it. We'll find it. Oh, we found it. From the 24-yard line. Out of the gun, O'Neal quickly over to 33, Ellison, but Ellison slips on the field, and that's going to be a loss.
Well, the ball was thrown behind him. He had to turn around and kind of scrum it up, and with that, he lost his footing and was down. His knee went down, but Zach Bam came in just for a little bit of insurance to make sure that the play was dead.
Yeah, that was an illegal shift. You think I would have known that. Gary, the lovely PA out here, entering yet another spectacular season for Columbia Central. Now from the 27-yard line, they've been pushed back. It's a 3rd and 11. O'Neal looking to his right, going to throw to his right, and dropped. Intended target.
He had it there. He had turned to go upfield. I think he had turned to go upfield before he had the ball corralled in. Had a little bit of traffic right there, too. There might have been a hand in there to kind of jostle it loose.
I mean, you got to think here. It's going to be about a 45-yard field goal from here.
Oh, yeah, you're going for it. At this point in the field, at this level, you're going for it.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I've seen high school kickers nail 50-yarders in game, but you got to elect to go for it. And this is going to be over to Chubakowski. He's going to find himself with about 4 yards, but a turnover on downs.
Cooper Wires came in very Goldberg-esque, lowered the shoulder and flattened him.
Give him a good old-fashioned spear.
Yeah.
Attitude era spear or ruthless aggression?
It was a textbook tackle. Lowered the shoulder, head up, wrapped him up as you hit him, and took him down.
Well, you know me. You can't throw wrestling talk around me without getting me started. I don't want to talk wrestling, but we're doing Thursday Night Lights, which I'd rather be here than watching wrestling if I'm being real. We got a 1st and 10 from the 25. Handoff up the middle and down at the 31-yard line. Looks like to be number 2, Brenton Owen.
Nick Richardson able to get the wrap up and get him down before the other navy blue jersey is able to get there. But that's a good pickup of, 6 yards?
Correction, that is actually Sam Jennings once again. Sam Jennings, the go-to RB1. Nice little pickup of 6 yards. Now under three to go. We're sitting at 245 and counting. Napoleon Ball up 7-0. Man in motion under center. Gradley takes it. Hands off once again to Jennings. Jennings going to find himself about a half a yard shy of that first down marker. Let's see who they mark it.
That was number 69, Shane Taylor, wrapping him up and bringing him down. And from our Eagles vantage point up here, it looks like they're going to be short.
We're at the 50-yard line, and this ball is spotted at the 34-and-a-half-yard line. They did 35 for the first down. Third and one under center. Expect Bradley to just take it himself. Nope, going to be a handoff, and a first down will be granted, plus about three more yards.
Yeah, that's definitely enough to get it. Just handed it to his guy, went right up the gut with it, and the rest of the O-line just pushed their way through for that first down for the Pirates.
A 150 and counting after chains were reset, so clock has continued or has resumed. 33-yard line, this first and 10. I formation. One split to his left, one split to his right. Under center is Bradley. Going to get the snap. Hand off to Jennings. Jennings has a hole, and he's going to be dropped about a yard and a half, 2 yards shy of that first down once again. Another great, powerful run by Jennings.
He just ran into their whole linebacker, quarterback, was brought down. But, again, good chunk, good pickup on first and 10. When you're able to get those good positive yards, your first play of your four-down set, it tends to set you up for success.
Working on a buck to go here, now under 59 seconds here in the first quarter. Napoleon driving at the 46-yard line, up 7-0. Drops back, quick swing pass to Van Poppel. Van Poppel down the sideline. He's going to find himself still in bounds until he wasn't at about the, where are they going to spot him, about the 32-yard line. Another fantastic pickup by number four, Van Poppel.
Well, he had one person out him to block, and then he beat another guy and was able to just lower his shoulder, try to run through the third, but that's what forced him out of bounds. But, yeah, good positive yards, good pickup, Van Poppel.
45 seconds until the clock rolls. And it is rolling. Handoff to Jennings. Jennings bouncing off a couple tackles. Still on his feet. Finally being dragged down by a number of blue jerseys.
Yeah, they called that one dead before they actually brought him to the ground. There was a whole bunch of blue jerseys around there. But the first one there to make contact was number two, Nick Richardson.
Second and eight from the 31-yard line. Clock rolling, under 10 seconds to go here in the first. See if they elect to get one more playoff. Under center quickly. 3 seconds to go, 2 seconds, and they do get a playoff. Swing pass once again to Van Poppel. Van Poppel has the first down inside the 10. Makes a man miss, cuts back into the end zone. Touchdown, Pirates up 13-0 as the clock hits zero on the quarter.
We've already seen that play 4 times tonight. Van Poppel is just waiting at the line of scrimmage. They pop it over to him. The other person that's lined up with him goes out, makes that first block, and Van Poppel does the rest. He popped in for 6 points.
Let's see if they can make it a full two-score game now.
We got that swinging gate.
They did this last year, too. I didn't see them do it on the first field goal attempt, did they?
I don't think they didn't do it the first time out.
And that swinging gate has been closed on the line. Getting in position. Snap down, kick up, away, and it is more than good with a lot of room to spare. 14-0 after 12 minutes. We'll be back in 60 seconds with another drive for Columbia Central. See if they can capitalize on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
It's that time again for Clothing Carousel's awesome summer clearance sale. This week only, save up to 75% on summer clothing for the whole family. Clothing Carousel always has the name brand fashions you love to help you look your best. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aroma 100% soy candles in a variety of scents, with fall scents coming soon. Clothing Carousel is now accepting fall consignments daily and welcomes new consigners. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Get the most out of your money and earn more with True Community Credit Union. Take advantage of our 6-month or 12-month share certificate special and earn up to 5.00% APY with a minimum deposit of $500. With True Community Credit Union, you can earn higher interest rates with no monthly fees. Watch your money grow with True Community Credit Union. Visit TrueCCU.com to learn more. Some restrictions and conditions apply.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly. After 12 minutes, Napoleon leading 14-0. We'll see if Columbia Central has a game plan for the next 12 minutes before halftime, get themselves back in this. But Napoleon, they're working on all fronts right now, Mark.
Napoleon is exactly what Coach Shell said he wanted to do. They've got positive yards on the ground, positive yards in the air. And that's what you got to do to keep your opponent guessing.
And Bradley not really slinging it all that much. He has an arm. We've seen his arm. We've seen his fastball for baseball. But he just hasn't really tested out his arm because he hasn't had to so far.
Yeah, they've been all been short passes, screen passes. We're making his job easy tonight.
Fielded, but muffed quickly, picked up and resumed, making a cut at the 10-yard line and dragged down rather quickly is number 32, Boston Pilsinski.
Aiden Booth missed the actual tackle, but was able to get a handful of jersey and just slung him down to the ground.
That kid is tiny. Boston Pilichinski, he is an absolute warrior for being out here. Returning kickoff.
Yeah, that was good coverage for the Napoleon special teams. Good coverage. And keeping Columbia Central relatively deep.
Going to be at the 10-yard line. And up the middle, getting a handful of yards. I believe that is RB1. Number 12, Jennings.
I don't have a number 27 listed on our program, but that's who it was for Napoleon who brought him down.
O'Neill back in the huddle. Going to pick up 2 yards off of that. And a flag thrown. Wonder what it could be. It'd be false start coming up here on Columbia Central. They can't go back much further than they already are.
That was on that left side. Just got a little antsy. Little antsy on that play. It looked like it was almost going to be a misdirection. They handed it off just off to the right of center. Looks like he was getting ready to cut it back, though, before they called that dead.
Looks like it's been marked about the looks like 9-yard line. Yes.
It was a 5-yard penalty, so yeah.
And at this distance, it's half of the distance. It's not even a 5-yard. Out of the gun. Looks to his right. Has a man making a couple men miss. And then brought down at about the 10, number 7, Brendan Bernstein.
That looked like it was number 21 for Napoleon getting in there on the stop. That's Caden Fowler. Wrapping him up, bringing him down.
Don't you love the old-school goalposts?
Oh, that looks like a capital H.
Yeah, I love the old-school goalposts. Makes me think of the movie Grease. Grease Lightning.
I'm not sure how to respond to that, Joe.
I don't think there is really a good way to. So O'Neill going to find himself with another illegal formation on the offense, going to push him back to probably the 10-yard line once again. Legal formation. Still third down.
Yeah, we had that first quarter, which was pretty clean. Second quarter starting off pretty sloppy here.
Always bring more water, Mark. We made that mistake last week. But then you saved the day. Mark Daly saved the day. Like he always does.
Well, you know I try. High-quality H2O. Need it for football.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And rolling out to his left out of the gun is O'Neal. O'Neal looking. He's going to sling it, and he's going to find a man at about the 15-yard line. So getting some positive yardage. He's going to get 8 off of the 13 that he needed.
That was Brandon Bernstein with the reception on that. He had to come back in order to get that catch, and Van Poppel was right there. As soon as contact was made with the ball, Van Poppel was there to bring him down.
Punt unit is on at about the 5-yard line. Punt is up and away, and that is a hanger going to find itself bouncing. Hear some parents yelling, let it bounce at Bernstein. Had he let it bounce, that would have had an extra 10 yards off the bounce. But it's going to be dead, marked at the 49-yard line, so a nice punt, net punt.
Well, I remember drills back in the day. When, you know, the less you ran, the faster you got to the ball off of an exercise like that. It could have just been game reflex from what they did in practice. But, yeah, he should have let that go, and that would have pushed them back a little bit more.
As it sits, a net punt of about 44 yards. Under center, out of the I formation, handoff to Jennings. Jennings is whipped down at the 47-yard line. Pickup of a couple with 9 minutes to go.
That big old line, and they're making the stop. That was number 69 for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles, Shane Taylor, on the tackle.
I want to remember to say a huge thank you to pregame and postgame sponsor, Kelly Express Mart, first half and second half sponsors, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, True Community Credit Union, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, County National Bank, and the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. I formation once again. Takes it, gives it off. Going to be up the middle. I believe that is Roth. Roth going to find himself close to the sticks.
That was number 8 for Columbia Central, Mason Jubakowski getting in on the stop.
Third and one coming up out of the I formation once again.
That's a short one.
And Roth is brought down, possibly short of that stick. We'll see where they mark it.
Yeah, the ref, he's walking right on the white line. If that's where it ends up being, they're going to be short.
So a big fourth down decision coming up. If you're Napoleon, do you go for this, Mark?
Well, based on what you've been able to do so far in this game, yeah, I go for it. I think that's just one of the few times they've been stopped short. Or maybe you try to, yeah, they're lining up with the tight cadence. Maybe you try to get the jump.
And we're going to see a timeout call. We're going to take a timeout ourselves, take 30 seconds. Napoleon looks like they're going to go for it on a fourth and inches, up 14 with 7:24 to go on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya. Great. What am I going to do now? Call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly. It is a fourth and inches coming up. Napoleon with the ball, up 14-0, 7:24 to go.
Yeah, Columbia Central lined up, didn't like what they looked, so they called timeout.
Out of the gun now instead of under center. Rolling to his right is Bradley. Bradley going to have the first down using his legs. Still in bounds. Finally runs out at the 34-yard line. So he needed a half yard. He got six.
Held the keeper all the way, lined it up in their bootleg formation. And he was directing traffic with his receivers blocking for him. And, yeah, able to get that first down.
Other amazing sponsors on the broadcast with us. Joining us tonight, Columbia School District. Also have College and Career Access Center, Fuller's Chem Dry, Clothing Carousel, Wolverine Seal Coating, Trips Collision Center, Grimes Home and Ghost Energy Drink, AeroQuip Credit Union, and Double Chiropractic. Under center. Has a running back behind him. Going to be another swing pass to Van Poppel. Van Poppel trying to use his legs to get to the outside, and he does. He's still on his feet, still in bounds. Inside the five-yard line, reaches across the goal line into the end zone. Make that two scores for Van Poppel, a 36-yard pitch and catch.
He was almost brought down at the three, but he was able to use his length and his strength, and he reached that ball across the goal line to put another six on the board for the Pirates.
36-yard pitch and catch. You can see the chemistry between Bradley and Van Poppel playing together, starting for this Pirate football program for at least the last 3 years, if not four.
Yeah, these guys definitely have put in the time together over the years.
On for the PAT. High snap, kick away. It is up, and it is through. 21-0, 7:06 to go here in the first half. Let's get you a 60-second break. Come back. Columbia Central looking to break this goose egg on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Deals galore at Dahlenberger's on Cooper. Now through the end of the summer. Stop in and order new menu items, fish and chips, or the Dahlenberger's Fried Walleye Sammy. Order online on Mondays and Tuesdays and use code DNB25 for 25% off your entire order through the end of the month. Dahlenberger's now has a rewards program. Every dollar spent equals 1 point. Reach 50 points and receive $5 off your order. Now serving breakfast Monday through Friday, 7 to 10:30 a.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 10:30 a.m. Check them out on Instagram at Dahlenberger's. Like them on Facebook or go to dollandburgers.com.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. It is 21-0, Napoleon on top of crosstown rival. Napoleon. Columbia Central. That's their crosstown rival. They're crosstown rivals with themselves, Mark. Did you know? Kick us away, and pending, this may, nope, it's going to stay inbounds. Thought it was going to go out of bounds, fielded, cutting it back past the 30, finally brought down to the 34-yard line. That is number 32, Boston Pilichinski.
Number 11, Aiden Booth. Again, first one there on the stop. This man's starting to be the one we're calling on special teams. He's quick. He's able to get to the ball before anybody else and bring him down.
What's that longest yard line? He makes fast people look not fast. Other amazing sponsors.
That was a good movie.
Oh, it was a great movie. Other amazing sponsors on the broadcast with us. Dahlenberger's, Blue Ox Credit Union, Wilby Transmix, Summit Orthodontics, Liquid Death Sparkling Water, Northwest Community Schools, Jackson College, Performance Automotive Northwest, and Alro Plastics.
A point next week to get Liquid Death in the studio with us.
Kind of sounds hardcore, man. That sounds metal.
Sparkling water, right? How hardcore could it be?
It's pretty metal, man. Going to be handoff and finding himself past the... Oh.
Aiden Booth, first one there to make the stop. They got some positive yards on it, but Booth was the first one there, and then three other white jerseys piled on top.
I did it again, Mark. I thought he was... He had more yardage than he actually did.
Okay.
They're actually marked at the 17-yard line. It's a big difference. Out of the gun. O'Neill going to give it off. And with a large hole, Pilichinski, he is off to the races past midfield. Finally brought down at the 42-yard line. A big run there by number 33, Braden Ellison.
That was a big run, just what this Columbia Central football team needed. And he was out there all by himself, not one blue jersey around, surrounded by five white ones. It was Van Poppel who was able to get the wrap up and get him down and prevent that one from breaking away. Not breaking away any more than he already did.
A 45-yard foot pursuit. For Ellison, rolls back, low snap. O'Neill, he's looking downfield, looking, going to try to take it himself, and he's going to get back to about the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he couldn't find anybody open downfield to get that ball to, and he stepped out of bounds just before Wires was about ready to lay a lick on him.
Second and 10, so he will not lose a single inch off that. Luckily, able to squeeze right back to the line of scrimmage as he was heading out of bounds. Out of the gun.
Going with 3-4 on the Napoleon side.
And a handoff once again, and some space for Pilichinski. He's going to find himself with a pickup of about 8 for the freshman.
That was Van Poppel and Aiden Booth, both there to wrap him up on the stop.
Pilichinski is small, but he is fast. And he's got great vision, too.
He does. He's got good football IQ. He's very patient, and he waits for the lanes to open up before he just runs through them.
And going to be another handoff, but instead this time Ellison's going to stop himself at his O-line.
Another false start.
These are starting to bite Columbia Central. 5:20 to go.
Yeah, that's a momentum killer. Just as you've got some good things going, and there you now you're third and short. Now you're third and long.
I want to say a quick huge congratulations to Hall of Famer now, the Greg O'Connor.
He's racked up the awards in his career,
hasn't
he? Oh,
man. That whole studio is full of his trophies. He goes, I don't know how many I have. I bet he knows.
Looks like timeout for Columbia Central.
Let's take a 30-second timeout, 4:56 to go. Columbia Central on the move, but down 21 on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
This is Lori McRae, Director of Transportation at Columbia Schools, and we are looking for fantastic individuals to join our transportation team. Our bus drivers are positive, excellent professionals who focus on the well-being of the children. The goal of Columbia Transportation Department is to get our students to and from school safely and on time and ready to learn every day. Columbia drivers earn competitive wages, receive a sign-on bonus, and qualify for the Michigan School Retirement System. If you are passionate about the role in the safety of children, join us at myeagles.org.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, 4:56 to go here in the first half. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Down 21 to nothing from their own 41-yard line.
Well, essentially, they got two tries to get this first down. Another flag.
We'll wait to see what that's. Timeout. Let's step aside. Another 30 seconds comeback for a big 3rd and 8 coming up. 4:56 to go. Down 21 on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Your local Jelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Jelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
This month, enjoy a barbecue chicken pizza for just $17.99.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service. Above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, 4:56 to go. Columbia Central rolling with a 3rd and 8 from the Napoleon 41-yard line. Down 21. Handoff. Going to the right side, but cutting it back inside is Ellison. Ellison still on his feet. Finally dragged
ball
out.
Ball out. Ball came out. Ball came out. It was down. He was fumbling it as he was going to the ground. Officials are saying it's going to stay with Columbia Central.
Oh, my goodness. He was taken down. That looked like it was not very much fun.
I'm just amazed at how he was able to get all those positive yards just amongst a sea of green jerseys or white jerseys.
Big first down run. That's a run of 17 yards for Ellison. Getting the call once again. He has some room. He's into the 5. End zone. They're going to mark him down at the half-yard line. Oh, this place would have erupted.
They got pretty loud as it was. He was just able to get out into a little bit of space. Zig one way, zag another, avoided the defense, and he was so close to being in.
If he just had that Van Poppel size in the stretch, he would have been in. That was as close as you can get to that goal line without actually breaking it. Out of the gun is O'Neal. I don't know why they don't just do a bunch. And Ellison going to get the call again into the end zone. Touchdown, Eagles.
That was a direct snap right to Ellison. The quarterback was lined up right under center. And they directly snapped that to Ellison. A little trickeration for the Golden Eagles.
They snapped that goose egg. I love it every single time Columbia Central scores or, like, something crazy happens for basketball. Their student section for football and basketball, they have this big Eagle flag, and they're just running up and down the concourse. Kick is up, away, and it will fall through. 21-7, 4:02 to go. Let's step aside, 60 seconds, and come back. Columbia Central now has some points. See if Napoleon has something to say about it on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Many home repairs are put on a to-do list, like a leaky faucet or water line, a clogged drain, or a toilet not working properly. These minor repairs can lead to water damage that will be much more expensive to fix in the long run, with the potential for mold to grow or flooring to be replaced due to a water leak. Call the experts at Grimes Plumbing at 517-748-7173 and let's finish your to-do list. Or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. The punch kick is fielded from the 35-yard line and quickly wrapped up at the 40. That's where it'll be taken over. Number 22 is the one who fielded. Oh, 25, Brady Warner.
And that was Logan Winter, first one there to make the stop. He just barely beat four other jerseys to take big number 25 down.
We'll see what is going to be the verdict here as to what Napoleon wants to do. 21-7, they're still on top by 2 scores, but their hopeful shutout is no more off the legs and back of Ellison.
Boy, he's quick, isn't he?
Oh, he's real quick.
He's so quick.
Out of the gun. And he's going to take it himself as Bradley. Bradley has a hole. He is going to barrel his way past the sticks and get himself a pickup of about 14 yards. First down, Pirates.
That was number 12 and number 14, both there on the stop. Christian Milliken and Ben O'Neal. But, man, Bradley, he called his own number. And he was able to pick and choose where he wanted to go on that field through the line, through the linebackers, and gets a good first down for the Pirates.
Currently on the Golden Eagle 47-yard line, Van Poppel split all the way to the right. But the protection is to the left, and that's where he will go. Bradley going to find himself using a little bit of protection and get himself down to the 40-yard line. I'm sorry, 45-yard line.
Yeah, I think he was trying to stay in bounds, but they actually called him out. No, he did stay in bounds.
Oh, so it is the 40-yard line.
He did stay in bounds.
Did not look like he picked up 7 yards off that carry, but now under 3 minutes to go here in the first half, 21-7. Napoleon Pirates with the lead and are currently driving.
You see Shell's decision here. He's trying to keep it on the ground and just trying to keep that clock ticking.
It's got that comfortable two score. Let's see what Grant Bradley can do right now. Bradley going to sling it to Van Poppel. Van Poppel gets it inside the 25-yard line. Going to be down at about the 22-yard line for another first down.
Brendan Bernstein there on the stop for Columbia Central. But Bradley, I mean, he stood in that pocket. He had pressure coming in at him. He had big number 77, Tajon Majors, just breathing down his neck and about ready to lay a lick on him. He stood there and was able to deliver that strike.
That is a large individual, Tajon Majors. Out of the gun. Bradley takes it. Using his feet again, still on his feet, finally brought down, maybe back at the original line of scrimmage. They will give him an extra yard on that.
Looked like that was number 69, Shane Taylor, among the first ones there to make the stop for Columbia Central. Good stop right there, too, because what we've seen from Napoleon all night long is they're able to get good chunks on that first down. And that's what Columbia Central needed to do, is need to limit that first big chunk play.
Second down and 9 with a 1:45 and counting. Going to be out of the gun. Bradley looking downfield. He has a man inside the 5 end zone. Touchdown number 6, Cooper Wires.
Wires was there amongst 3 defenders. And, oh, man, Bradley was able to thread that needle, find his guy. And he only had to do about 2 yards worth of work in order to find the end zone.
That was great concentration by Bradley and Wires to find that ball because I thought it was going to be picked off.
He threw it in traffic. He definitely threw it in traffic.
Now 27-7 with a 1:34 to go here in the first half. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, the open drains that others can't. The pregame and postgame show brought to you by Kelly Express for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express. Lining up for a field goal. Kick is up, away, and through. 28-7. We'll step aside 60 seconds. A 3-touchdown lead once again for Napoleon. Let's see if Columbia Central has something to say about it on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Call the experts at Wolverine Seal Coating today. Asphalt repavement can be very expensive, but can be avoided with simple yearly maintenance to keep your parking lot or driveway looking good and make it last for years to come. Wolverine Seal Coating uses quality materials to make your repairs last. Their commitment to high quality and professional excellence makes them the leader in the industry. Wolverine Seal Coating handles all commercial and residential repairs. Call Wolverine Seal Coating today for your estimate. 962-4261. Online at WolverineSealCoating.com.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, 28-7 with a 1:34 to go here in the opening half. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Kick us away. Almost fielded by Pilichinski, has it back at the 4-yard line, going to try to make a cutback past the 10 now, working his way and gets to about the 15-yard line. So long field to go, but Columbia Central with the ball back, Mark.
Take a guess at who that number, that first one there was again for Napoleon.
I'm going to guess number 4.
Number 11, Aiden Booth.
Oh.
Once again, getting the stop for the Pirates.
But you're going to say Van Poppel.
Booth, he's been the man we've been calling on all of these special teams plays. First one there to make the stop.
From the 15, their own 15-yard line, they have 85 yards to go in the next minute 26. Let's see if they can do it. Now they will get the ball coming out of the half. That is Columbia Central will be getting the ball coming out of the half as they elected to defer.
We got a big bunch of receivers over here on our side.
It's going to be a pitch play to his right-hand side. That is Ellison. Ellison going to see what he can do, get up to the 20-yard line for a pickup of 5.
Napoleon thought that ball out was out again. They're trying to scrum for it underneath the pile. Well, big number 73 was the one who ended up with it. Maybe it was loose down there.
Working our way to under a minute to go here in the opening half.
A.J. Soto for Columbia Central, ending up with that ball at the end of the play.
Out of the gun. O'Neill throws. He has a man, but that man has little to no yardage, about a yard he has.
Carson Berry, first one there to make the stop for Napoleon.
But that was Jackson Pierce.
Well, good for a good chunk there in that second down for Columbia Central. You know, but they got a lot of field to make up in 30 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Not seeing any interest on this Columbia Central squad to move the ball.
Well, it's a 3rd and 3. I'd say you just give the ball to Ellison, see what if he can have another 45-yard breakaway.
They're content going into halftime, 28-7.
And a timeout called.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Let's take 30 seconds ourselves with 9 seconds to go here in the first half on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's ChemDry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's ChemDry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. Fuller's ChemDry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net. Follow Fuller's ChemDry on Facebook or call 783-4634.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. It is a 3rd and 3 with 9 seconds to go, and it'll be a handoff. And this is Ellison. Ellison has some space. 50, finally brought down at the 45-yard line with 1 second to go. That's the run I was thinking, just not with 9 seconds to go.
And that was Grant Bradley who brought him down out of bounds. So the clock stops. And I'm wondering, what type of 78-yard play do they have here? But, I mean, they got another shot at it. They lined it up to make it look like they were going to have all the receivers going deep, and that just ended up in his hands and good positive yards for Columbia Central.
Man, Ellison's fast, isn't he?
I know. And he's got that size that makes him hard to find until he comes out from behind the line.
And with 1 second to go, they're going to say a delay of game. I don't understand how that's a delay of game, but...
A delay of game usually happens when they...
I know what a delay of game is. I know what a delay of game is, all right? I just don't know why, because it feels like that they just got out of the huddle. That's going to push them back to their own 49-yard line now.
I know what you're saying. It was a quick count on that, it felt like.
Out of the gun. Nice try, Mark. And it'll be another handoff to the right side this time. Going to be down to the 42-yard line. I believe that is number 2, Nick Richardson, the junior. And that's where we wrap things up for the first half, Mark.
Van Poppel making that stop for the Pirates. And, yeah, we've got all zeros across the board. Seems like we got to halftime pretty quick tonight.
A lot of run game, 28-7. Let's take a 3-minute break. We're going to come back, break things down, get you this week in MHSAA, and then get you the second half. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Contractors and homeowners. Willoughby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top quality products to meet all your construction needs. Trust Willoughby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Hi, I'm Brian from the College and Career Access Center in Jackson. With over 170 colleges in Michigan and thousands in the United States, choosing a college, applying, getting accepted, registering for classes, signing up for orientation, and finding housing can be daunting. The College and Career Access Center in Jackson is here to help. We help you through both the college enrollment and financial processes, completing the FAFSA, applying for scholarships, navigating loans, and even finding a job on campus. Visit us today in the Target Wing of the Jackson Crossing across from H&R Block, open 6 days a week.
Deals galore at Dahlenberger's on Cooper. Now through the end of the summer. Stop in and order new menu items, fish and chips, or the Dahlenberger's Fried Walleye Sammy. Order online on Mondays and Tuesdays and use code DNB25 for 25% off your entire order through the end of the month. Dahlenberger's now has a rewards program. Every dollar spent equals 1 point. Reach 50 points and receive $5 off your order. Now serving breakfast Monday through Friday, 7 to 10:30 a.m. and Saturday and Sunday, 8 to 10:30 a.m. Check them out on Instagram at Dahlenberger's. Like them on Facebook or go to dollandburgers.com.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up where they belong.
Advancing lives, that's our mission. Blue Ox Credit Union is committed to providing quality financial services that will improve and make a positive impact on the lives of our members, employees, and communities. And we're always accepting new members. Experience the credit union difference by choosing Blue today and become a member owner of Blue Ox Credit Union. Membership is open to anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. Become a member online at blueoxcu.org or stop in any of our branch locations to get started, subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson Sit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy after 24 minutes, 28-7. Napoleon on top, their crosstown rival, Columbia Central, the Golden Eagles. How do we get to 28-7?
Well, it started pretty early in the first with Napoleon really just kind of imposing their will on that first drive. They did eat up a little bit of clock at 8:29 in the first. It ended up with Bradley getting a 4-yard touchdown run. Extra point after that was good. At that point, we were at 7-0, Napoleon on top. And then, as time was running out in that first quarter, Van Poppel, 31-yard TD reception, extra point good after that, 14-0 with the Pirates on top. In the second, at 7:06, Van Poppel again, 36-yard touchdown run, extra point good. Looks like Napoleon is set to run away with this one, 21-0 at that point. But then at 4:02 in the second, Braden Ellis, after a good run, ends up getting it down at the 1-yard line for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles and punches it in there for that TD. We're at 21-7 after a good extra point. And then at 1:34 in the second, Wires gets a 22-yard TD reception. He actually had to fight for those last 3 yards in order to punch that in for the score. Extra point good, 28-7. Columbia Central tried to make something out of that 78 yards to go with 9 seconds left, and they almost did. They got half of that on a one run play, but they weren't able to punch it in the end zone. So that's where we stand at the end of half, 28-7, Napoleon on top.
I expect some conversations Zebrowski to be having with the boys right now, and probably the exact same conversation with Coach Shell, just saying, don't let up, don't let up, don't let up. Something's got to happen eventually. And with Derek Shell, something's got to happen eventually. Make sure you keep your, you know, keep the foot on the back of their necks. Keep the pressure applied. It's going to be an exciting second half for me.
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely Napoleon's definitely in the driver's seat of this game right now. If you're Zaborowski, I don't know what you're telling your defensive coordinator at this time, because they've taken advantage of you on the ground. They've taken advantage of you in the air. Just to stop that ground game. They're getting positive yards up the gut. They're getting positive yards off the edge. They haven't really had a long ball, with the exception of the Wires TD. A lot of their passes have been short ones out to the side off of a screen or quick little dumps over the middle. And that seems to be their bread and butter. I think you got to shut down the edge. If you're Zaborowski, you got to tell your D, shut down the edge. That's going to stop that pass out to the side. That's going to stop some of those runs that that their quarterback's been able to make. And then just let your big offensive line control the gut of it. So I think if you can shut down the edge, you should probably have a little bit more success on defense. And we've seen flashes of brilliance from this Columbia Central offense, especially on the ground game. Probably more of the same. If you could open up your passing lanes a little bit, maybe make ground game a little bit more honest, I think you'll find some success in the second half.
We'll see what the second half brings us. Right now, the Golden Eagles marching band entertaining the crowd, entertaining us in the press box. We're going to take 2 minutes, get you this week in MHSAA, take another quick break, and then get you set up for the second half and opening kick for the second half on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMainSewer.com. Minute Main Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
County National Bank is your community bank, providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions, we're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
This month, enjoy a barbecue chicken pizza for just $17.99.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza for quick, convenient customer service. Above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Did you know Dr. B is a platinum Invisalign provider? That makes her the highest ranked provider in the area. She's also a graduate of the Aligner Intensive Fellowship, a prestigious Invisalign training program. So don't trust your Invisalign treatment to any dentist. Let the number one orthodontist in Jackson perfect your smile. And if that isn't reason enough to smile, check them out on TikTok and Facebook at Summit Ortho Braces.
Welcome to the 2023-24 school year, and welcome back to This Week in High School Sports. We'll be with you for the next 26 weeks, getting you caught up on the biggest stories from across the state in the high school sports world. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The start of a new year brings a lot of questions, especially for the families of freshmen or students starting their first year of high school in Michigan. Who plays who? What was the score of last night's game? What are people talking about? Just what is going on here? Well, there's an easy way to find out the answers to all of those questions and more. Make sure you check out MHSAA.com. The site was redesigned a year ago, and now MHSAA.com sees over 10 million visits annually. It's the best place to go if you're looking for a score, a schedule, a story, NPR rankings, and more. Plus, it's been optimized for mobile use, which makes submitting scores on a Friday even easier. Looking to connect on social? We have you covered there as well. The MHSAA's TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter, sorry, X accounts, are all updated throughout the week with important news for everyone involved in high school sports. Follow us and stay current with all the happenings from around the state. The first week of action is in the books, and with that brings us our first game balls of the year. Pinckney's Evan Loughright started the cross-country season out with a win. The senior was first in a dual meet with Brighton, but Brighton came out victorious on the team side. Ellie Wilcox helped lead Boyne City to a Pelston Invite volleyball title. The Ramblers were perfect on the day, winning all six matches and 12 sets they played in. And to Muskegon Reese Puffer senior Liam Smith, he poured in four goals in an 8-0 season-opening soccer win over Ludington.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Director of Officiating Services, Sam Davis.
The first week of high school football season is always exciting and sometimes confusing. Here are some, not all of the differences between the high school game and what you see on Saturdays and Sunday. In high school, there's no such thing as an uncatchable ball when judging pass interference. It is a penalty if there is illegal contact, whether the ball is catchable or not. In overtime, high school teams start with the ball on the 10-yard line, not the 25 like in college. And in high school overtime, you're only able to get a first down via penalty. And at no time is a high school team required to go for 2 points. And on extra point plays, if the defense gains possession, the try is over. The defense cannot return the ball for 2 points.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. All summer long, MHSAA.com has highlighted former high school standouts who have used past athletic experiences to help shape their post-high school lives. The series is called Made in Michigan and provides updates on some familiar names. Like Brent Gates, the current baseball coach at Grand Rapids Christian, was a 2-time All-State selection on the diamond at Granville. He played at the University of Minnesota before the major leagues and now has led the Eagles to 3 baseball state titles. Or Ariel Breaker, the current assistant basketball coach at the University of Minnesota, she helped Grosse Pointe North win a Class A state title in 2008. A 3-sport athlete at GPN, she finished 3rd for the 2010 Miss Basketball Award, and she played collegiately at Notre Dame before coaching at Lehigh, Oakland, South Dakota, and West Virginia, and now with the Gophers. To get caught up on all the Made in Michigan stories, check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.
Don't put that down the drain. It'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house. told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minute Maid Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Maid Sewer and Drain. Online at MinuteMaidSewer.com. Minute Maid Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Farmers are the roots that anchor our great state. You serve as stewards of the land and nourish all of us with your hard work. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency. Thank Michigan farmers for what they do every day. When it comes to protecting your farms, they've been doing it for over 100 years. It's time to talk about how they can help you protect what matters most. Call 517-879-5171 or visit them online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
It's that time again for Clothing Carousel's awesome summer clearance sale. This week only, save up to 75% on summer clothing for the whole family. Clothing Carousel always has the name brand fashions you love to help you look your best. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aroma, 100% soy candles in a variety of scents with fall scents coming soon. Clothing Carousel is now accepting fall consignments daily and welcomes new consigners. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
K105.3 football frenzy. A minute and a half separates us from right now in the second half, and we're excited for it. Out-of-town score update. I guess it's in town from where we're broadcasting from.
Crosstown, something like that. Cross county. But, yeah, our producer who feeds us that information, little busy tonight.
A little bit.
Getting inducted to the Lumen Hall of Fame at halftime.
Alongside Kari Willis, too.
And, yeah, right, exactly, along with eight others. Those two and eight others tonight.
Yeah.
So, at Lumen, it's 35-0 at the half as the Titans are on top of Decatur. Definitely a different start to their season this year. I mean, last year they had a tough stretch to start the season. They started 0-3 and then came back and won the state championship for Division 7, knocking off the Pirates along the way.
Want to say a huge thank you to so many amazing sponsors allowing us to be out here, including our pregame and postgame sponsor, Kelly Express Mart, our first half and second half sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, the open drains that others can't. Other amazing sponsors, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, County National Bank, title sponsor, True Community Credit Union, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, College and Career Access Center, Fuller's Chem Dry Clothing Carousel, Wolverine Seal Coating, Trips Collision Center, Grimes Plumbing, Ghost Energy Drink, AeroQuip Credit Union, Double Chiropractic, Dahlenberger, love me some Dahlenbergers, Blue Ox Credit Union, Will Be Transit Mix, Summer Orthodontics, Liquid Death Sparkling Water, still need to get our hands on some of that, Northwest Community Schools, Jackson College, Performance Automotive North West, Alro Plastics, and joining us today, Columbia School District.
How many of those Dahlenbergers can you put down in 6 minutes, Joe?
Well, we saw what I could do with RJ's, and that didn't work out very well. So, at least I called it quits.
That's your thing. That's Joe's thing.
I love how my boss, out of all people, is just like, yeah, you're an eater. He's an eater. What does that even, like, yeah, I like food. I was 300 pounds at one point. He's an eater. That makes me feel bad about myself. This is another therapy session live here on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Can't help your triggers, Joe.
Can't help my triggers, Mark. Getting set for kickoff. Columbia Central's ball and a deep kick away. Bilichinski will field it, though, from the 3-yard line. Has a pass of 10 up to the 22-yard line where Columbia Central will take over.
That was Van Poppel right there on the stop. And also number 25, Brady Warner, making it in there. But, I mean, number 11, Aiden Booth, was right there. He wasn't the first to make contact this time, though.
So it's our good friend Gary's time to rub the food into our faces. He's got some chili cheese dogs. Or chili cheese or chili dogs? Chili dogs. chili dogs. Got a wide assortment out here for Columbia Central Golden Eagles football from the concession stand. Out of the gun is O'Neal. Going to take the snap, give it off to Ellison. Ellison stopped in his tracks, maybe lucky to get back to that 22-yard line, and that's where they'll mark him.
It was number 54, Zach Bam, and on the stop for Napoleon.
Zach what?
Bam. Really prevented any type of penetration for that Columbia Central offense to get anything going on first down.
You know, Zach...
Bam.
Oh, yeah, Zach Bam, real good. Real good. Out of the gun is O'Neal. Maybe another give off to Ellison. Ellison going to be stopped well short of that line of scrimmage. Going to actually mark him down at the 19-yard line now. Loss of about three.
Bam, making his presence known early in this second half, getting past that big line for Columbia Central and getting the stop behind the line of scrimmage.
You know, Zach...
Bam.
Yeah, Zach Bam just really, really eating up that defense right now. Knows his role and sticks to it, helping out these Pirates. Out of the gun once again, O'Neal has to roll out, and he is down awkwardly, but he does get up. That could have been scary, but...
Yeah, he was chased down, it looked like, by Brenton Owen. Last man up from that pile for the Napoleon Pirates. It's not what you needed. Not what you needed if you're Columbia Central. You needed to have a good, positive impact to start off this this third quarter.
We'll see if the defense can step up after Zebrowski had a conversation with them during halftime. And that is a beautiful spiral kick. And this time laying off of it is number 7, who had the down last time, Bernstein. He's going to let it drop all the way down to about the 46-yard line.
Oh, man, he thought about it. He thought about it. He almost Jabril Peppered it. But, but thought better.
4 or 5 yard line. Jabril Peppers, man, that's a name you haven't heard in a minute.
It's been a while.
It's been quite some time. Does he deserve all the Michigan hype that he gets? Because I don't think he does.
I don't know. Well, we still play that smoker highlight on 1450.
I don't.
Yeah.
That's not me that did that. And handoff, Bradley going to go right up the middle. I believe that is Jennings.
Number 9 from Columbia Central in on the stop. That's Jackson Pierce. Positive yards for Napoleon again on that first down, getting a good chunk. When you only have 3 yards to go on second down, that makes life pretty easy for your offense.
Oh, yeah. Still up 28-7 with 9:30 and counting here in the third quarter. Napoleon up those 3 scores, looking to add to it. And a handoff to Roth. Roth has the first down plus some. He's going to get it past the 40-yard line down to the 38-yard line. Another first down for the Pirates.
Boy, Roth was quick off of that, just able to get through that offensive line or that defensive line before they knew what was going on. He just ran right past a couple linebackers, too, before he was stopped in that secondary.
Approaching 9 minutes to go, 28-7. Napoleon driving right now from actually marked at the 37-yard line, looks like. Under center is Bradley. And it'll be a handoff to Roth once again. He's going to have a nice little pickup off that, about 6 yards before he's met by some blue jerseys.
Shell pretty much saying at this point, you're going to have to stop us on the ground. 6 yards. You're going to have to stop us on the ground. That was number 23, Blake Hoskins for Columbia Central on the stop there.
Under 8.5. With that 2nd and 4 coming up from the 33-yard line. Out of the I formation, going to be a give back to Roth. Roth still on his feet, has the first down marker, plus a couple more yards. Going to find himself brought down at the 25-yard line, so a pickup of 8 when he only needed 4.
Mason Chubakowski, first one there to make the stop. Eventually, I mean, really causing it to the rest of the blue jerseys could get there to finish off the tackle.
Down to the 25. Could be first.
The size comparison between Van Poppel and Roth is just unreal. Van Poppel towers over every single teammate he has.
Bringing four man up front for Columbia Central.
Out of the eye, and that's Roth still on his feet. Has enough for the first down. Once again, brought down at the 14-yard line. Pickup of 11.
He just lowered his shoulder. Ran through people. Ran right through people. Jackson Pierce able to chase him down to get the stop.
Approaching 7.5 to go. Things aren't slipping out of the Golden Eagles' grasp yet. Still a lot of time to play. Out of the I formation, Bradley.
The defense needs to make a stop here.
And Roth runs into a wall, and he's going to be met at the 15-yard line. He's going to lose a yard. Nope, they're going to spot him at the original line of scrimmage, the 14, so he's going to get right back to where he needed to be.
Yeah, he ran into a whole bunch of blue jerseys. We've got a player down for Columbia Central right now.
Injury timeout. Let's take a 60-second timeout ourselves. We got 7:09 to go. Napoleon up 21, looking to add another on Cable 5.3 Football Frenzy.
Get the most out of your money and earn more with True Community Credit Union. Take advantage of our 6-month or 12-month share certificate special and earn up to 5.00% APY with a minimum deposit of $500. With True Community Credit Union, you can earn higher interest rates with no monthly fees. Watch your money grow with True Community Credit Union. Visit TrueCCU.com to learn more. Some restrictions and conditions apply.
This is Lori McRae, Director of Transportation at Columbia Schools, and we are looking for fantastic individuals to join our transportation team. Our bus drivers are positive, excellent professionals who focus on the well-being of the children. The goal of Columbia Transportation Department is to get our students to and from school safely and on time and ready to learn every day. Columbia drivers earn competitive wages, receive a sign-on bonus, and qualify for the Michigan School Retirement System. If you are passionate about the role in the safety of children, join us at myeagles.org.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, still an injured Golden Eagle on the field, but there's a few games that we're looking to hear from, including Lumen Christi Decatur. We heard last was halftime 35-0 Lumen Christi. Other games in and around the area, Western Detroit Country Day, Northwest Adrian Madison. We're right here on Cable 5.3 with Columbia Central and Napoleon. Stockbridge, Leslie, Hanover Horton, Grass Lake, Jonesville, Michigan Center, Homer, Manchester. I'm sorry, Homer, go! Did I do it right?
Needs work.
Can you do it then?
Not tonight.
Okay. Well, Homer, Manchester, I have some work to do.
That's a thing on the daily.
Well, I'm hosting it tomorrow, so I'm going to have to...
You need some work.
I need some work. Maybe I can do it live on air. We got Union City, Springport, Hudson, Benzie Central, I don't know, okay. Clinton, Detroit, Catholic Central, Dundee, Erie, Mason, Hillsdale, Lake Fenton, Lansing Catholic Central, Lansing Sexton, and so on and so on and so on. Tomorrow evening, Addison, Edwardsburg, Chelsea, Lawton, Rockford, Muskegon, Mona Shores, and Concord, and eight-man football against Toledo Christian, all in action.
Should have a great rundown tomorrow of a vast majority of the games happening tonight. Like to get out and have that long holiday weekend for their players. But, it's, you know, after about week three, week four, we start to see a little bit more conference separation. And it gets to be really interesting to watch those battles for the conference championships. And I think here, as far as the Cascades goes, Napoleon making a statement tonight. So far, we still got a lot of football left to play.
Oh, yeah.
We still have a lot of football left to play. There's a 21-point differential. Napoleon's certainly in control when it comes to ball control and time that they have managing it, but they're making a statement tonight that they're going to be the ones to beat this year in the Cascades.
That injured Columbia Central Golden Eagle, number 52, sophomore Dylan Boone, who is favoring his right foot and ankle at halftime, and he's back on the sideline via cart, and Roth going to find himself stuffed up after a handful of yards picked up down to the 10-yard line, pick up a four.
It looked like number 23, last one up from the pile, Blake Hoskins for the Columbia Central Golden Eagles. So we've got third and kind of long for Napoleon. They've shown that they want to keep it on the ground this drive, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see a Van Poppel or a Wires call on this one.
We're under 6.5 to go here in the third quarter. It is Bradley. Van Poppel split to the left. Bradley under center, under the I formation. It'll be a fake give to Roth. He's going to try to take it himself. He has the first down. How much more does he have after that? About 3 more yards after the first down marker.
It's going to be first and goal from about the 2 or 3 for Napoleon. Yep, his number was called, and we've seen it. They're able to get some good yards off of that edge. Faked the handoff up the gut, kept it himself like he was going out for a bootleg and just turned it and went up. He was tripped up, got a little air off of that too, but really close to getting in the end zone there.
The way he reads defenses, the way he can continue to move his feet, and the way he can toss the rock, he reminds me very much of a J.J. McCarthy, and I'm not even a Michigan fan.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to that game this weekend.
Why? Your head coach is suspended.
Yeah, they're still going to win.
I know. East Carolina, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shocker. Delay game on the offense. That's going to push him from the 2-yard line. Essentially a walk-in touchdown to back to the 7. So still end goal, but not as end goal as the end goal was before.
So Napoleon only had one penalty in the first half for 15 yards, and this is their first penalty of the second half. Pushing them back 5. That makes that job a little bit harder for their offense.
First and goal from the 7-yard line after that 5-yard delay of game penalty that was had him at the 2-yard line, and Roth going to barrel his way up the gut, find himself back at the 2-yard line.
He just, with that offensive line, was really outsized by the Columbia Central line. They were just able to put it up the gut, and that scrum moved forward.
Going to be handoff once again to the left side, this time into the end zone. Touchdown, Pirates. Coming off the back of number 20, Mason Roth gets himself a score on the evening.
Shell kept it on the ground. That entire drive for Napoleon chewed up the clock and punched it in for another 6.
5:42 to go. Score is 34-7. Could be 35. They're doing that swinging gate again. Gate slowly closing, and the lights are now turned down here in the press box. And they're back off. And one light's back on. We are looking at a field goal attempt. Is up, away, and good. 35-7, 5:42 to go. Napoleon cruising, looking to take home a victory tonight. Go 2-0. See Columbia Central has to say in the final 5:42 of the third quarter. Back in 60 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Drain, it'll get clogged.
It's fine. I've never had any issues with the drains in this house.
Told ya.
Great. What am I going to do now?
Call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Not only have we been family-owned and operated since 1999, we can take care of all your residential and commercial drain cleaning needs without draining your wallet. Currently offering 15% off services. For 24/7, 365, same-day reliable service, call Minute Main Sewer and Drain. Online at MinutemanSewer.com. Minute Main Sewer and Drain. We open drains that others can't.
Hi, I'm Phil Tripp.
And I'm Barb Tripp from Tripp's Collision Centers in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing.
A lot of body shops are telling people it could take 4, even 5 weeks before they can even get a chance to look at your car. With our 3 convenient locations, if we can get the parts needed, Tripp's can get you back on the road fast and safely.
At Tripp's Collision, the right repair is no accident.
Tripp's Collision Center, 2999 West Michigan Avenue.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson Sip Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, 35-7. Napoleon cruising right now over the Golden Eagles of Columbia Central. Number 42, Maggie Van Wagnen in for the kickoff for the Pirates. And the kick is off away. It's a solid hanger with a little bit of a Napoleon bounce. Had trouble picking it up, but now has it past the 30-yard line down to the 35. Number two, Nick Richardson, where they'll take over.
Number 30 for Napoleon, and on the stop for the Pirates, that's Blake Evans. Last week, Maggie Van Wagden, she had kicking duties in the second half, and she made a very vital stop on a return to prevent Onstead from scoring. She doesn't make that stop. That's a different outcome for that game.
Squeezing by Onstead by that final score of 29-28. Columbia Central taking on Adrian Madison last week and beating them 40-32 in a very high-scoring affair. Tonight, only 7 points on the board, however, for the Golden Eagles as opposed to 35, so more than last week, more than 29 that the Pirates had last week against
Onstead. Onstead, yeah. But we're seeing some good things from that Columbia Central defense. We're seeing a pretty solid ground game for the Golden Eagles.
5:35, and making some cuts is Ellison. Ellison going to find himself getting 5 yards off of that, so they marked him. There was a 15-yard penalty on the kickoff, it looked like.
Number 11, Aiden Booth in the stop for Napoleon.
Going to be a 2nd and 5 coming up from their own 20-yard line, the Golden Eagles.
Penalties killing Columbia Central tonight.
We got 5 and a shiny nickel to go and counting. Hand off to Ellison. Makes a cut to his right, but stopped at about. They're going to give him the 20-yard line again.
Looked like that was number 21, Caden Fowler, amongst a handful of white jerseys on the stop there for Napoleon. You know, if you're at this point of the game for Columbia Central, you got to get it in the air. You got to get it in the air, and they're keeping it on the ground right now.
And clock is still rolling. 28 points, that's a lot of scores. That's 4 whole scores and PATs, but it is possible. I've seen it. Doesn't think too much about it, just tosses it over to his left side, and that's going to be picked up by Jackson Pierce, and he's going to have the first down.
Looked like Van Poppel among the others over there for the stop. But, I mean, they don't have to be big chunks in the air. But, you got to have an opportunity to stop the clock easily, and you got to give the defense a little variety to look at here because they've just been lining up, stopping the run, stopping the run, stopping the run.
Did Van Poppel Van Pop him?
It didn't seem like it was that big of a hit.
Oh. I'm just waiting patiently to use that. We got a couple more games where we can potentially use that.
Yeah, we got them on the schedule a few times. We're back here next week, too, though.
And it's going to be some motion and past a few blockers to the second level is Nick Richardson. And he's going to have himself a pickup of about 5 yards on that, too.
That was number 21, Caden Fowler, once again on the stop for Napoleon.
From the 26-yard line, actually, 31. They're making progress. Slow and steady, slow and methodical, rolling to his right out of the gun. O'Neal going to toss it to the first down markers, plus some down at the 40-yard line. Number 7, Brendan Bernstein.
Van Poppel here on the stop also, but boy, I tell you, they faked the handoff, and half of the Pirate defense and myself bit on that fake, and you had wide open in the secondary for that first down.
How'd the fake taste? You bit into it. How'd it taste?
The what?
The fake. You said you bit into it. How'd it taste?
It was a little, it tastes like chicken.
That feels unlikely, but out of the gun, another handoff to Ellison. Ellison making some moves, brought down after an 8-yard pickup. The Golden Eagles are rolling right now through the ground.
That was number 54, Zach Bam getting the stop. But, yeah, that was an impressive spin move right there at the 45 to get the extra couple yards.
Lucas Webster off for the Golden Eagles, being taken by the training staff. So I think he's done for the evening. under 2.5 to go, 35-7, but Columbia Central is on a roll, and they'll be stuffed up that time. Ellison unable to get that first down marker.
Caden Foster, Zach Bam, both there on the stop for Napoleon. In a situation where you just needed to keep your momentum going, they got stuffed on that play, bringing up third and, what was that, about three?
I'd say about three, yeah. It's a long three, but it's three. Under a 1:45 to go now. Out of the gun, O'Neal takes the snap. And has to pass the first down markers. And that, once again, is Nick Richardson for another Golden Eagle first down.
Yeah, number four, Van Poppel. Number 21, Caden Fowler. And 54, Zach Bam. All there on the stop. It's kind of like they all just decided to have a three-man meeting right there with the receiver.
It was effective. Flat for the first down. Out of the gun. Once again, doing a lot of work out of the gun. Very rarely been under center this evening. Thinks about it. Goes long, and a pass interference is coming up. You can't do that. Down to the ground, number seven, Brandon Bernstein.
Well, that's another way to get a good get a first down. That was a contested pass. Don't think it would have been catchable either, but the rules are a little bit different at the high school level.
Well, Cooper Wires, who was in coverage on that pass, he just threw a shove towards Bernstein almost for no reason.
Yeah, no, there's no way he was going to pull that in. I mean, the ball landed 10 yards out of bounds.
And that yellow sock is still on the ground. See if they notice it. They do now.
From the Napoleon 59-yard line.
You heard it here from in-house PA Gary. First and 10 from the 29-yard line. 1:15 to go. Out of the gun, O'Neal looks, has a man down to the 25-yard line. Is number 13, Trent Troyer, the freshman, get involved on the action.
Number six, Wires, getting over there for the stop. Just met him just as the ball arrived, but he was able to find that soft spot under the defense where he was able to get some of the yardage back.
Second and three? Long
three.
That's
a long three.
A long, long three. Out of the gun once again is O'Neal. He's going to bobble the snap, but he rolls to his right, has a man diving to the ground, and it is a completed catch at the 15-yard line in the red zone. Number seven, Brendan Bernstein. I hear a phone call being called.
They are, you know, keeping it up in the air right now on this drive. Probably about 4 minutes too late, but they're having some success with these short passes. Bootleg over the middle, finding the soft spot just under the secondary, getting positive yards.
Into the red zone with 45 seconds left here in the third quarter, 35-7. Napoleon still on top of Columbia Central. Columbia looking to add another touchdown to the mix. Ellison going to get the pitch, and he's dropped at the 16-yard line, losing one. Second and 11 coming up.
That was number 54, Bam, in on the stop once again. Getting a little help from some of the other white jerseys on there. Looks like number 64 lending a hand to the tackle. That was Dallas Smith.
O'Neal out of the gun once again. Three receivers split to his left, one to his right. He's going to take the snap out of the gun, rolling to his right, thinking about something, looks to the end zone, puts it up, and almost picked off by Bam Popple. Great coverage there. Intended target number four, Peyton Denning.
Yeah, he was running for his life, and he threw that one while he was in stride. Little bit of a wobbler, probably. I know he's out there trying to make things happen, but probably not the safest play.
Third quarter is in the books. We have 12 more minutes to go. Napoleon on top, 35-7, but Columbia Central just 15 yards away from adding another score onto the board. We'll be back in 60 seconds with the fourth quarter on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Ghost Energy Drink is here. Introducing the Ghost Energy Drink, the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink we have all been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial flavors. Available in many flavors like Sour Patch Kids, Blue Raspberry and Red Berry, Warhead Sour Watermelon, Tropical Mango, Citrus, Bubblicious Strawberry Splash, and Orange Cream. Ghost Energy Drink, the feel-good energy drink you need to get through your day.
Dirty carpets? Gross! Imagine what you can't see crawling all over your floors and furniture. Allergens and bacteria. Ugh! Fuller's ChemDry will keep your home healthier. If staying healthy is important to you, start at home. Call Fuller's ChemDry for affordable, healthy sanitizing. Fuller's ChemDry. Drier. Cleaner. Healthier. Online at chem-dry.net. Follow Fuller's ChemDry on Facebook or call 783-4634.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson Sip Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
Catch number four, Peyton Denning with the score as time kicks off here in the fourth quarter. 35-13, Mark.
Bootleg left. Matt, where has this air game been all game long? They've been having success. They hit midfield. They start slinging it, and they just matriculate down the field, overcome some penalties. I mean, if they're mixing this up with their proven run game, if they mix this up all game long, it's a different game.
The reason they haven't used the air game as the field goal is up away, and it is good, making it 35-14. I personally believe that their air game just went to a different school for the first half.
It's like, I mean, they're all bootlegs, so you're kind of shifting the pocket. You're creating space and safety for your quarterback, but you're also creating just a little bit of extra distance for your receivers. They're able to get in that soft spot and get the reception.
35-14. We're going to take 30 seconds comeback. Napoleon has the ball again coming up on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. The school year is here and more members of your house are using hot water in the mornings. With all the chaos of getting ready before school, last thing you need is to run out of hot water for morning showers. If your hot water heater is in need of replacement or you are looking to upgrade to a more efficient water heater, Grimes Plumbing has you covered and offers a one-year warranty for labor and parts. Call Grimes Plumbing today at 517-748-7173 or look us up online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com or on Facebook at Grimes Plumbing Company, Inc.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson Sip Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, 11:54 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Columbia Central able to put up their second score as that is fielded from the 15-yard line by Van Poppel. He's making his way down the far sideline and finally upended at the 30-yard line where they'll take over at the 31.
Yep, he had his feet up in the air on that one, and it looked like it was number two who was able to get in there by the stop by, that was what, Nick Richardson? Oh, I'm on the wrong side. I'm sorry. That was Brent Owen able to make the stop.
Gosh, Mark, you're doing so well for three whole quarters. What happened?
Well, you know, I had it right the first time.
Oh, you did?
I did. I had it right the first time.
Don't ever second-guess yourself. You're perfect just the way you are, Mark. So we see an I formation up the gut, and with a lot of room as Roth just shifts past a couple tackles to the second level for an 8-yard pickup.
32, number 32 on the stop for Columbia Central. Boston, Balachis.
Bilichinski,
thank you. I appreciate that. That's why you're the highly trained professional.
Yeah, right.
Boston Bilichinski. But I think what you're going to see from the Pirates, they're going to be keeping it on the ground the rest of the way just to eat up that clock.
Under center in the I formation once again. Bradley going to give that right back off to Roth. Roth going to have the ball almost stripped out, but they're going to give him the first down marker. Move those chains.
Caden Fowler led the way for Roth in order to make that hole, and it looked like it was number 21.
Oh, they're saying he's short.
Oh, he's short.
Like, that is as close as you can get.
Sorry, it was number 72, Griffin Howard, on the stop. I mean, that's so close.
basically you've got the two sticks on top of each other right now.
Third in a couple inches, and that's going to be an illegal formation, pushing them back and making this a third and six coming up, or a true third and five, I should say.
Which, yeah. There you go, 5 inches, right?
Yeah.
You know, last week we had a relatively clean game, and so far in the second half, we've been raking up some penalty yards.
A lot. Now we're looking at a third and six with 10, 20, and counting. 35 to 14. Napoleon with the ball and on top by four scores. Three scores.
Well, this is a great press. It's one of the few press boxes where you can still see through the windows when the lights are on inside. This is nice.
I absolutely love the facilities out here at Columbia Central. They always take great care of us. Rolling to the right out of the boot is Bradley, and pulling it down is Fowler. Fowler going to get past midfield down to the 46-yard line. Oh, 47-yard line. First down.
Nick Richardson forcing him out of bounds to get that play to a stop, but that's when Napoleon's still able to move the chains, keep the ball, keep the clock moving.
47-yard line, first and 10. Looks like they actually have it marked at the 48-yard line. Thought they gave him an extra yard, but they did not. So approaching 9.5 to go here in week two of K105.3 Football Frenzy as Roth tries to take it up the middle and nowhere to go. Just a sea of blue jerseys meeting him at the line of scrimmage.
That was number 77, Trajan Majors. It's a monster. He's quick, too. Very quick. He was able to pass everybody to get to that ball, get the stop.
Second and 9 up and coming from the 47.5.
One of the few times Napoleon's been stopped on first down.
I formation under center. Two split to the left, going to be handoff. Oh, I'm sorry, design keeper, and Bradley escapes a man. Would have been a sack, but still on his feet, first down. Plus about 7 more on top of that first down. Bradley just has this Pirate offense rolling.
Well, they had one pass play this series. Everything else has been a handoff up the gut, handoff up the gut, handoff up the gut. They fake it, and what they do? Took advantage of that edge once again and able to get, well, it's really close. You know, that third down marker has been hanging out with the end of the chains quite a bit this series.
Mm-hmm. They must be getting to really know each other. Assuming they don't already know each other. Which they probably do. Third and a short one, and that's going to be handoff up the middle for a first down.
That was a really quick handoff to Fowler. Able to get that first down easily.
Now under 8 minutes to go. You want to?
Clock's still rolling.
Is still rolling. Coach Shell doesn't mind taking his time. We'll see what they decide to do. See what they want to do with these next 36 yards if they have it in the playbook.
You're still going to air it out every once in a while just to keep them honest, but for the most part, you're just chewing up that clock at this point.
I formation, handoff to Roth. Roth has the first down plus another half inch. I was going to say, plus somebody's tripped up at the marker.
He got caught right there at the end. He got caught. Looked like that was, again, number two, Nick Richardson, getting the stop for Columbia Central, preventing that score. He was the last one there. He doesn't make the stop. There's another six on the board.
We're calling Richardson's name a lot here in the second
half.
We are, yeah. Offensive and defensively. This is going to be a first and 10 from the 26-yard line. I formation once again. Empty set to the right. Two split to the left. Handoff up the middle. Looks like Fowler. And Fowler just kind of tripped on air.
But Fowler led for him. That was Roth with the ball.
Okay, Roth just kind of tripped on air. Still got.
Yeah, there wasn't. He was following his blocker, and his blocker obviously got slowed down when he put his numbers on another jersey, and that's kind of what caused him to slow down. Just tripped over his ankles, and he was down.
And we're hearing some whistles being blown, waiting to see what the verdict is going to be. It's going to be a timeout. Three scores separates our game with 6:30 to go. Napoleon looked to add to a potential four-score lead again. Back in 30 seconds on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy. Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly. We have 6.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. 35-14, and Napoleon with 21 yards separating them from another score on the board.
Don't mind me. I'm just talking to the clock people over here.
They're a great group of people to talk to.
They are.
Going to hand off up the gut, and that is Roth once again lowering her shoulder for the first down. Going to be marked down at the 15-yard line.
That was number 77 again. Dejon Majors in on the stop for Columbia Central. But sticks get moved anyway. Fresh set of downs and a short, short field for Napoleon.
They're going to say about the 14.5 yard line, just over the 15, but just shy of the 14. But just over 6 minutes and counting to go. They could be dialing up a house call right here. We'll wait to see what happens. Handoff once again. This time to Fowler. Fowler going to be stuffed at the line. We're going to see some laundry on the field once more. Let's see that call. Maybe a holding.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, though, they're all right in the middle of a scrum when that was happening. I'm not sure I'd be able to call holding when essentially the play was dead at that time by the time the hardware came or the flag came out.
To wait the call. It will be a holding. That's going to push him back a few yards. Going to knock him out of the red zone. So maybe no house call after ball. Maybe voicemail.
It's going to be a 15-yard penalty.
Did you ever do that when you first got your cell phone back, I'm assuming, you know, early, mid-2000s, record your voicemail to act like you picked it up and you really didn't?
No, I didn't do that. I didn't do that.
That's where it was at, man. That's where it was all at. I formation. Handoff. And hit immediately is Roth.
Tajon Majors. Yeah, Tajon Majors. Yeah, where has he been? He's making an appearance here late in the fourth quarter. That was a beast of a move.
And if you'd like to know what that hit looked like, just look up.
Oh, I can't wait for that game next week. I'm going to be very tired Friday morning.
Which reminds me and reminds you, head on over to first1019.com/Lions. The first 100 people that enter for their chance to get into that Lions Squares can win $100 per quarter, up to $400 for the game. Bradley going to toss it off to Fowler, who has the first down and more. Fowler tiptoeing into in the end zone, and he is going to be pushed out of bounds at about the 2.5-3 yard line. It looked like he was tiptoeing that crosswalk, but just couldn't stay in bounds.
Boy, he looked like he was doing everything he could to keep in bounds right there amongst all the blue jerseys. He thought he was in. He was making the argument that he was in, but the officials, they saw it. That toe did go out of bounds and out of bounds, and, they got a little bit more work to do.
Jeepers, man. That looks good.
So the Lions squares, we got like 30-some spots still left available for the game that's happening 1 week from tonight.
That is the Lions opening up on national television. By television, I mean Peacock, the streaming service, against the Chiefs, defending Super Bowl champs.
Also. Michigan's on just the streaming service on Saturday.
What are they on?
Peacock.
Oh, of course they are.
Yeah.
What's state on tomorrow?
Playing East Colorado.
East Carolina.
I'm not exactly sure where state is landing tomorrow.
Probably public access television, if I had to guess, after a 5-7 season.
I got to tell you, you can find them on your favorite McKibben Media Group network of stations.
Yes, you can. It's going to be a handoff. Roth going to take it up the middle into the... Nope, they're going to say he's down at the 1 yard line now. When he was at the 3.5, now as the 1. So next time Roth has the ball, if he sneezes, he's got 6 points.
I mean, it's right there. It's right on the line. And the clock continues to roll. Clock is kind of the other opponent that Columbia Central is facing right now.
Working our way to under 4 minutes and counting left here in week two of K105.3 Football Frenzy. Go online, K105.3.com/footballfrenzy. Get yourself entered to win $1,053. That's his handoff off the middle into the end zone. Touchdown, Roth, putting another score on the board for the Pirates.
Had a helmet rolling around in the end zone also. But, yep, he stood up and just followed his lead blocker's line, made a good hole for him, big enough to drive a Maverick truck through, and he was able to get in there for the score.
What's a Maverick truck? Like the new Fords?
It's like the little small Ford, yeah.
Seems they're so ugly.
The hole wasn't that big for a Mack truck, so you could fit a
Maverick.
You could fit a Maverick through it.
Why not like a Tesla? Or a smart car?
A smart car wouldn't have made it through.
Would you drive a smart car?
No.
If someone were to give you $10,000, $50.
I like my truck.
You can keep the truck. Just got to drive the smart car.
I like my truck.
Let me see. Officials talking over some kind of flag. New kicker on the field for Napoleon. They've been going back and forth between Maggie Van Wagenen and number 6 Cooper Wires. It is Cooper Wires.
They're real quick on that delay of game, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. 3:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. Week 2, K105.3 Football Frenzy. Snap down, kick is up, away, and it is through. 42-14, Napoleon rolling right now with 3:49 to go. Let's step aside for 60 seconds, come back. Columbia Central looking to put a few more points on the board before it's all said and done on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Willby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional builder, trust Willby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions for your projects. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
Is your resume not getting interviews? Are your interviews not getting you job offers? You might be missing that one small piece that would set you apart. I'm Sheila with the College and Career Access Center of Jackson. From career exploration to resumes, cover letters, and interview practice, the College and Career Access Center can help you make that giant leap forward into your next job. Stop in and see one of our 5 advisors inside the Target wing of Jackson Crossing, located across from H&R Block.
High school football on K105.3, WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly, 42-14, and Maggie Van Wagenen back on the field to take this kickoff.
She's like one of the stars for their soccer squad, isn't she?
Oh, for sure. Look at that boot. Feel it at the 15-yard line. Richardson is just up and at the 27-yard line, pushing him back.
Zach laid a bam on that tackle.
I mean, you got names like Bam and Van Poppel. Like,
right.
It's just fun to say. Odegaard, that's a fun last name, too. Quinn Odegaard, number 65, one of their linemen. Odegaard.
Hmm.
Mark Odegaard. Mark Daly. Once again, FoxSports1019.com/Lions. Get yourself entered. We have a few more spaces, something like 20-something, 30-something spaces left. Make sure you are part of that. The first 100 people that are signed up get themselves assigned a square. You could win $100 per quarter, up to $400 for the entire game. O'Neill going to pitch on out to the sides, and he's going to find himself about 7 yards.
Again, finding that spot right underneath the secondary. And, you know, as soon as that completion is made, just surrounded by 3-4 white jerseys. But they're getting good yardage off. Man, I'm baffled. Where was this the first part of the game?
On hold? In the queue? Out of the gun. O'Neill takes it. He's going to launch it. He has a man, and oh! Great coverage there by Napoleon. That pass intended for number 7, Brendan Bernstein.
Yeah, it was just a tad underthrown. Just a tad underthrown. It could have been really hard to make that completion. And Brenton Owen was right there, just right in his pocket, too.
Final from Spring Arbor Road, Lumen Christi, 42, Decatur, 0.
Now, Lumen's got a good start to the season this year.
And it's going to go to the left side. Ellison still on his feet, still chugging along for the first down. Plus a handful more yards.
Broke about 3 tackles before he was eventually taken down. Looked like it was Caden Fowler right there to make the stop.
That was actually Boston Pilichinski on that run. An excellent run for him. Pilichinski really getting his name called. The freshman really putting in work. This is a very, very young Columbia Central team. Out of the gun. 2 split to the right, 2 to the left. O'Neill going to fling it up. And just a touch long for intended target, freshman Trent Troyer.
Well, they're kind of in that situation where they need to take, they need to get some scores quickly. So that's why we're seeing some of these long throws right now. Just a touch off on a lot of these. That mid-range stuff, man, he's been spot on.
Even his long ball, it looks good. Just Napoleon's playing impressive coverage.
And he's not that far off.
No. Only being the second game of the season, the only direction you can go is up. And making some moves, I believe, once again, is Pilichinski. And that is Pilichinski up to about the first down marker, maybe a half yard shy.
Caden Fowler making the stop. Oh, we got somebody down. We've got a man down for Columbia Central. Looks like a cramp.
And they're also going to give them the first down. Let's take 30 seconds, come back. 2:19 to go, 42-14. Columbia Central ball on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Attention builders, contractors, and homeowners. Wilby Transit Mix is excited to announce our acquisition of Arbor Stone Precast Steps and Conscape Landscape Blocks. In addition to our reliable ready-mix concrete, we now offer a full range of building supplies, including septic tanks and related products. We are committed to providing exceptional customer service and top-quality products to meet all your construction needs. Whether you're a DIYer or a professional builder, trust Wilby Transit Mix to deliver the best solutions for your projects. Contact us today and experience the difference that sets us apart.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, Joe Cassidy, Mark Daly. Make sure you head on over to K105.3.com/Football Frenzy. Regular season title sponsor, True Community Credit Union, is going to be giving someone $1,053 at the end of this football season. So make sure you get your name entered in now. other great sponsors on the broadcast. Our pregame, postgame sponsor, Kelly Express Mart. Our first half and second half sponsor, Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Joining us tonight is Columbia School District, also on the broadcast, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, College and Career Access Center, Fuller's Chem Dry, Clothing Carousel, Wolverine Seal Coating, Trips Collision Center, Grimes Plumbing, Ghost Energy Drink, AeroCorp Credit Union, Double Chiropractic, Dahlenberger, Blue Ox Credit Union, Will Be Transmix, Summit Orthodontics, Liquid Death Sparkling Water. We still got to get some of that as well. Northwest Community Schools, Jackson College, Performance Automotive Northwest, Alro Plastics. All amazing sponsors allowing us to be out here doing what we do.
Still looking at working out that cramp on the field. That's what it looks like. Getting the leg up in the air. Trainers are trying to stretch it out, see if they can't get that young man mobile.
Awaiting to see. He's been down for a couple minutes, but he went down right away, and that leg, as soon as he went down, was already up. He had his teammate trying to stretch him out. And now Napoleon having some fun. A couple kids from Napoleon having some fun. In number 2 and 4, that's Van Poppel and Brenton Owen. Just dancing in their own little worlds. With 2:19 to go, this is a first down and 10 from the 45-yard line. And, oh, that's the big man himself, number 77, Tajon Majors.
I thought it was, but I couldn't see the number with the way he was laying on the ground. And he's coming off the field with a little bit of a limp.
A little gingerly, I'd say, on his escort.
Doesn't look like it's anything too serious.
Just like maybe something landed on it or someone landed on it. O'Neal looking to his left-hand side, and he almost has Mason Chubakowski.
But yeah, right there on the sideline, just a little bit out of his reach. But, I mean, yeah, doing what you got to do, trying to get the ball in the air, keep trying to have clock control at this point of the game, even though you got a lot of ground to make up.
42-14 with 1:53 to go. 10 for Columbia. Unsure as to why the officials stopped the clock there, but incomplete pass, that's why. I'm dumb. It stayed stopped. All right. O'Neal hands off to Pilichinski, and he's going to pick up a couple.
That was number 50 from Napoleon. Joey Donahue getting in on the action here tonight in Columbia Central, making the stop for the Pirates.
It's going to make it. Now under a minute and a half in week 2 K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Oh, he's got all the guys, all the receivers far right.
Out of the gun.
One down here.
Pilichinski works his way from the right side of the QB to the left, acting as a block, and O'Neal just letting it go and in and out of the hands of number 7, Brendan Bernstein, but we might see a PI coming on Wires.
Yeah, Wires just got his mitt up there, but also had a hand on him at the time. Boy, he's got some height, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He was able to swat that ball away, but I think his left hand had a little bit of jersey while he was trying to do that.
Make sure you tune in here next week, next Friday, K105.3 Football Frenzy, Week 3. Mark and I back here for Columbia Central hosting Michigan Center.
We just leave our stuff here? You think it'll be okay?
I feel like we could do that, but
yeah, it'd be fine.
I don't want to get in trouble, so I'm not going to risk that. Columbia Central first down. So this will be a first and 10 now from the 38-yard line. Out of the gun. O'Neal. A high snap over his head. Finds it south of midfield at the 45-yard line is where they're going to mark it. So that is a huge loss. High snap.
They're way behind where they just were in the previous play before they had that PI. They got a little bit of work to do here.
I mean, what can you do about that on that high snap? there's been a lot of great connections between center and QB tonight for Columbia Central. That was the first high snap.
Well, you do what you do at this level. You just fall on it. Fall on it, prevent it from being worse.
And almost picked off by Wires. Intended for number three, Connor Cole, but incompletion.
Connor was completely covered. From front to back, he was completely covered. He threw the ball right to Wires. Actually, it would have to go through Wires to get to him. And Wires, oh, man, in disbelief, hands on his head, doing the I can't believe it Cobra because he missed that one.
Is that what they call the I can't believe it Cobra?
That's what I called it just now. What is it supposed to be? I know it's the Cobra. It's something Cobra. Michigan fans are familiar with
it. I call that the trouble with the snap.
Trouble with the snap. I'm sure you do. Of course you do. Of course you do.
Out of the gun. Hands off to Pilichinski. Pilichinski gets past midfield once again down to the Napoleon 45-yard line, and the clock is still ticking. 15 seconds to go.
That should pretty much do it.
Yep. It's going to bring up a fourth down. And with 5 seconds and counting.
Yeah, they're walking off the field. It's done.
Final score, 42-14. Napoleon moves to 2-0 for the second time in 2 years, where they would reach all the way to the state semifinals and get knocked out by eventual state champion Lumen Christi. And Lumen Christi took home a win tonight, 42-0 over Decatur. We're going to take 2 minutes. We'll come back, get you all the stats and how it became 42-14, get you player of the game, and then get you set up for next week and who each of these teams is playing next week, and get you back to 30 minutes of nonstop hit music on the way. It's KOTA 5.3 Football Frenzy.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership up where they belong.
Hello, I'm Jessica Webb, the Business Development Manager with Blue Ox Credit Union. We are committed to providing quality financial services that will improve and make an impact on the lives of our members and the communities we serve. We are always accepting new members. Membership is open to anyone who lives, works, worships, or attends school in the state of Michigan. Become a member online at blueoxcu.org or stop at any branch location to get started. Choose Blue and experience the credit union difference today.
Blue Ox Credit keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
We can't predict everything in life. Perhaps no one understands that more than Michigan farmers. Weather, poor crops, the economy, all are variables that farmers learn to navigate every season. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, represents Michigan's largest farm insurer. They're here to help protect your farm and rural lifestyle. Call the Jenkins Insurance Group today. They're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, at 879-5171.
County National Bank is your community bank, providing personalized financial solutions and reinvesting in our communities. From checking and savings accounts, to loans and mortgages, all the way to investment planning and retirement solutions, we're here to help you reach your goals. With local leadership and a team of dedicated, knowledgeable bankers, we are committed to our community. Let's work together. Learn more at cnbb.bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You're listening to High School Football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Now, let's send it back to the press box with Joe Cassidy and Mark Daly.
K105.3 Football Frenzy, 42-14. The final score, Napoleon moves to 2-0. Columbia falls to 1-1, as next week we'll be back right here on K105.3 Football Frenzy for Columbia Central hosting Michigan Center, and then Napoleon set to take over Moscow Road, head to Hanover Horton next week, next Friday for their Week 3 matchup. How do we get to 42-14? Because that's a lot.
Well, here in the second half, it was kind of the Roth show in the second half. Roth, 2-yard touchdown run at 5:42 in the third. Extra point at there was good, so that was 35-7 at that point. And then Peyton getting a 15-yard reception for Columbia Central. That made it 35-14. That was 11:54 of the fourth. And then in the fourth, to wrap up our scoring at 3:49, Roth again finds the end zone and making it, with the extra point being good, making it 42-14. So that's the scoring rundown in the half. But you look at the names on here. Look at the names on here. Bradley, Van Poppel, Wires, Roth for Napoleon. I mean, mission accomplished if you're Coach Shell. You spread the ball out, not only between the end zones, but even on the scoring side of things. It spread out all over the place, all across the stat sheet tonight for Napoleon.
It was a heck of an effort by Columbia Central. It's not like things are going wrong for Columbia Central.
No,
they just couldn't get that air game going early on. They didn't really test the waters, but now Zabrowski has an idea of what this team can do in real-life simulation, you know, action against a quality football team in Napoleon. I want to say a huge thank you to all of our amazing sponsors on your post-game show, your pre-game and post-game sponsor, Kelly Fuels. You are listening to K105.3 Football Frenzy. Title sponsor, True Community Credit Union, K105.3/football frenzy. Get yourself entered to win $1,053 courtesy of True Community Credit Union. The first half and second half brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Joining us tonight on the broadcast, Columbia School District. Also, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, County National Bank, True Community Credit Union, as I said, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, College and Career Access Center, Foolish Chem Dry, Clothing Carousel, Wolverine Seal Coating, Trips Collision Center, Grimes Plumbing, Ghost Energy Drink, Aero Equip Credit Union, Double Chiropractic, Dahlenberger, Blue Ox Credit Union, Will Be Transit Mix, Summit Orthodontics, Liquid Death Sparkling Water, Northwest Community Schools, Jackson College, Performance Automotive Northwest, and Al Rowe Plastics. For my amazing broadcast partner, Mark Daly, I've been Joe Cassidy, and thank you so much to Luke Moorhead back in studio, pressing all the buttons, making us sound as good as we do. Let's get you back into some more hits on Jackson City Music Station, K105.3. We'll see ya.